The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Hey, welcome and happy 4th of July, everybody. Fox World Travel Show is on the air with Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
How are you?
I expected you to be in red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
You got some white on.
What was I thinking? I don't know.
Anyway, welcome. Good to have you here live.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
we're
live.
Just like old diehards, right? Like David Nason,
yep.
Rose, Danny,
yep.
Alex.
Yep.
We're just here. We're here in person.
Shawnee's here.
Yep.
So. Okay. Actually, we have somebody here at the station called Shawnee. But so I call. That's a term of endearment, Sean. That's what it is.
I love it.
All right. Is that true? Do you really love it?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gone from love it to fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. Don't do it again.
All right. Well, we have a special guest, and what we've been doing over the last month or so on the Fox World Travel Show is having experts in certain areas, because if you're going to invest in a vacation, and it is an investment, why not go with a pro company, but then with travel and tour leaders who have been there numerous times? And that's who we're going to talk to now. Let's see.
Oh, my.
We wanted something special for Colleen Allsburg. I don't know what this is, but it sounds pretty good. What is this? What is it, Sean?
Colonel Bogey?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but
Colonel
it's
Bogey.
Well known.
That's right. That's Rose's golf name.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Colleen Allsburg from Fox World Travel. Hey, Colleen.
Good morning, you guys. Quite the intro.
Well, yeah. It's just too much fun here on the 4th of July is all I got
to
say.
Oh. Colleen, you've, as your Twitter handle says, your friends can never find you. Except the last couple months.
Yeah, exactly. True.
But you are an experienced travel professional, and you have been just about everywhere. But in particular, your beat is?
Alaska. That's my passion. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
And actually, had we been going to Alaska this year, those would have been your 33rd and 34th trips, right?
Yeah, it would have been. So I'm kind of sad that I'm not heading up this year. It became a part of me many years ago, and it's just my second home, and I look forward to my trips up there every year. And I absolutely adore taking new folks up there and watching their reactions to everything they see and do for the first time, when they see their first moose, when they see their first bear, when the mountain is out and Denali is shining, and people just get overwhelmed. And that still brings a little flutter to my heart. It's just very important to me that I think everybody in the world should go to Alaska at least once.
Well, so what Colleen and I did this past several weeks is what we promised all of the people who were scheduled to go on 2020 Alaska trips, that they would have the first chance to learn about the group departures for 2021.
Hmm.
So we did it in segments. We did what we call the Yukon travelers first, those people that were doing our traditional 7 nights on land, 4 nights on the water with the Yukon included. And then we did two webinars this past week for our Denali travelers, which is 6 nights on land, 7 nights on the Inside Passage. It was very, very well received. We gave everybody an opportunity, right, Colleen, to have a couple of weeks to get those bookings in. And now we are going to open those webinars up to the public.
Yeah, it was really exciting. We had some great responses from everybody that were supposed to go with us this year. And we gave them an opportunity to book in advance as well. So they're already making their plans for next year, which is very exciting for us, because it shows that people are ready to travel and get back on the road, and especially to Alaska.
So what we're going to do is, if everybody would be interested, or anybody who might be interested in our virtual travel shows. And if, for those of you who are listeners of this show and follow Fox World Travel, you know every year at the end of August, we do shows throughout Wisconsin. That may not be possible this year, and so we're doing virtual shows. Those shows are on the 14th of July and the 16th of July. You find them by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com, hit the Resources tab, and under there you will find travel shows and events, and there's an opportunity for you to sign up for the Tuesday evening, July 14th, or the Thursday evening, July 16th. And Colleen and I will, what will we be doing, Colleen? Oh,
well,
you know what?
Present.
No.
Wait,
you
know what?
And then after this, let's break.
Because Colleen, I should ask you this. Can you stay on a second segment?
I absolutely can. No problem.
Because we have a lot more to talk about.
What else is Colleen doing today?
No, she's going to the farmer's market. I probably am infringing on your farmer market, right?
No, I've already gone this morning. I'm back.
Look at that. Ooh. All right, Colleen, can you hang up?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be back. We're going to take a break. Going to be back. Colleen Allsburg is one of the Fox World Travel pros, and she has been to Alaska with 33 and 34 times.
Well,
that's crazy. Next year
it will be.
That'll be it. Yeah, over 30 times. So we'll talk with her next on the Fox World Travel Show.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
77 degrees at 9:17, 85 today. Low tonight's going to be 68, 87 tomorrow, 90 on Monday. Stop me if you've heard this before. So, yeah. I mean, it's just hot. It is just hot. Fox World Travel Show on the air. Rose Gray from Fox World Travel is here. Colleen Allsburg as well. She is the Alaska expert, one of the Alaska experts. And you guys have some cool shows cooked up just to kind of reacquaint with everybody for what's going to be happening next year. This is a great idea.
Yeah. So, Colleen, tell us a little bit. So what we did is we had abbreviated shows this past couple of weeks because we didn't want to go over everything that everybody had heard before. But these are definitely going to be full-blown virtual travel shows. A little bit, Colleen, about what they're going to be like.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I could talk for days about Alaska, so I tried to cull it down as much as I possibly could for our guests. Basically, it's going to be a show in general about Alaska. We're going to talk about the different ways to see Alaska, and then we'll kind of cover the interior first, going into the inland parts of Fairbanks and Anchorage and Denali National Park and the Kenai, and also into the Yukon and over to the Kolwani area as well. And there's a reason we're going to be talking about some new parts of Alaska that we haven't traveled to before, because we've got some new and different land-only packages that we're going to offer for 2021. And then we'll also hit the cruise portion as well. We'll talk about the different ports of call that are included in the groups that we're doing and in general and how to best see the glacier experiences and the whale experiences. And just talking about Alaska in general, and then hopefully people can start their wish list and get some ideas on paper, and then our travel advisors can make it happen for them.
So we realize that there may be some people who just do not feel comfortable about getting on a cruise ship in the next year or two or three. And so we've added two land-only trips for 2021. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I sure can. We work with one of our preferred partners is Globus Vacations, and they're absolutely wonderful. And they have two itineraries that we're going to offer for 2021. And the first one is going to be a 10-day all through Alaska, kind of a round trip Anchorage. And they're going to see the Kenai Peninsula, get down to Kenai Fjords National Park. They're going to come around kind of the back way, so they'll get to portions of Wrangell St. Elias. They'll go through the Matanuska Valley. We always include the Tundra Wilderness Tour, which is a 7 to 8 hour tour into the park in Denali National Park. And they're going to get up to Fairbanks and do the fun things up there, the stern wheeler and the gold panning. And so that's a 10 night, 11 day trip. We've included an extra night in Anchorage, so you could take your time making your way up to Anchorage and spend another night there to explore that nice little city. And then we have another Globus as well. This is a 13-day, 12-night, and this one is somewhat similar to the shorter one, but we're going to go into the Yukon territory, which is pretty exciting because it's got a lot of neat things about the gold rush. So they're going to also get into Dawson City, spend a couple of nights there which is a lot of fun. Get to Gertie's Gambling Hall and take some neat tours, Robert Service Poem tours, Jack London tour, things like that that are offered. It's right on the Yukon River, so there's a lot of Gold Rush history. And then they're also going to take the Klondike Highway south and stop in some neat spots, some beautiful scenery. The scenery in the Yukon is very vast and amazing, as well as Alaska. And then we'll end in Whitehorse before heading back to Alaska. And what's neat about this trip is that it actually goes on an overland motor coach tour that goes across the Top of the World Highway. And I've traversed that a few times, and there's absolutely nothing up there, but the vistas are amazing. Oh, but there is one little stop, and it's the town of Chicken. And I miss Chicken. The reason they call the town Chicken is because the Alaskan people were going to name it after the state bird, but they couldn't spell ptarmigan. So they opted to call it Chicken. And apparently ptarmigan tastes like chicken. It's a huntable bird. So it wasn't too far of a stretch. But the little town of Chicken has basically a bakery, a gift shop, and a bar. And that's one of the stops along the way. It's very unique.
That's my kind of town.
It's what more do you need, Danny? I mean, right. That's all you need. So it's kind of fun. You cross the border on the Top of the World Highway. So you'll meet your Canadian mounted police up there. They're not mounted on. They're just they're customs officers. There's no horses up there. But it's just a little shack, basically a little shack that they look at you on the bus and say, yep, American tourists, and they let you through. So it's a fun day. It's a long day. But the Top of the World Highway is just an incredible trek. So I hope that that's something that might interest some folks, too.
Dang.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot.
Much, yeah.
It is. Well, it's the biggest state, and so we have a lot to cover.
Nice.
And there's a lot of different ways to see it, and we want everybody to figure that out. And with our help, you can do that.
Colleen, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me this morning.
Can't wait to see you live. You,
me too. Miss you guys.
Lots of fun. Thank you, Colleen Allsburg, Fox World Travel. We're going to be back. We're going to take a break. So let's put Rose to work. What's going on? Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you thinking about? Next year is going to be a big year. I just think there's going to be huge pent-up demand, so we need to get plans in place. Let's talk about it. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Happy 4th of July, folks. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Yep, we're live for Saturday, July 4th. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here. You want to get a hold of us, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Reading a very extensive article in Wall Street Journal just about the different travel conditions, the quarantine conditions that different states are imposing, and it changes daily.
It's true.
I think that it was Vermont or Massachusetts, one of the two. Certain states, if you're coming from those states, it's 14 days, but other states, it's not. But then it would, you know, and it just, it's really, really confusing for people. And it's really kind of hammering these poor proprietors who need the business, who are open, who could take clients, and they're just not sure. Or if you come and you've got documentation that shows that you've had a negative COVID test, and it's the situation is so fluid. And now with some flare-ups in different areas, Florida and Arizona and Texas, some states are not allowing people in. Those states are not allowing people in. I mean, it's just crazy. How do you keep up?
And Chicago just announced yesterday that they're going to have some kind of new rules and regulations. And I got a little panicky because I have a group of friends who are leaving for Cancun today out of Chicago.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't go into effect until the 6th. But you can go through Chicago. You can connect through Chicago. You can fly out of Chicago. You just can't stay in Chicago.
Well, and some of the questions that we fielded are people that actually that are road tripping. And say you're going to fly, you're going to drive to Florida. Say you're going to do that. There's certain states that you almost can't stay in, right?
Yeah, you have to map it out. You can't just say, I'm just going to freelance this. I'm just going to be a freewheeling person. And when I feel like stopping, I'm going to stop. Nope, can't do that. You have to figure out what every state has in place for those people who are transiting through their state. And so it's crazy, crazy times. And certainly we know that people are feeling more comfortable when they are in an RV or a vehicle of their own, so that they can, in fact, be the captains of their own destiny, if you will. But you still have to do some research. You still have to have it figured out.
I'm reading about these checkpoints to get into Florida,
mm-hmm.
but now it looks like some of them are relaxed. I mean, people, you can't keep up. No wonder everybody's staying at home.
Right. It's just too fluid, and it's hourly. It's not even daily. It's hourly now. And so to keep up with these kinds of things, how can you plan a couple of weeks in advance? You really can't. You really just have to kind of, right before you're going to leave, make one last check of every state that you're going to be driving through and make sure that you're on top of everything, because who wants to be caught off guard? I am going to talk a little bit more about this, actually, with John Mercure. Well, although he's on vacation, so who's ever filling in for John, on Monday at 4:20, if you're interested.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. It is 9:29. Ken and Slinger, you're listening on hold. We've got to get you after the news, because I'm going to talk about some sales. Do you feel that there's, let's just say this thing dies down, right?
Yep.
2021 is going to be an explosion of travel.
Right.
Too much.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
Too much for some are going to get shut out because they're going to wait too long.
That's true. And that's my fear for everybody, especially when it comes to domestic destinations.
Right. And so the airlines are going to get booked again. So prices will rise, right?
That's right. People are waiting for these great deals. But here's the thing. These airlines, tour companies, and cruise lines are so desperate
yep.
that they need to make some money. So they can't have a fire sale. They can't give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And if supply and demand is the way we look at things, the demand is there. So if I've got product to sell, I may not be selling it at a discount.
Yeah. In the past, you've said, listen, if you find a flight price that you're fine with,
yeah.
do it.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 78 degrees, 4th of July. We're live on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray, Akin & Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That number is 855-616-1620. That's what we're using to get to Slinger with Ken. Hey, Ken, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Morning, Rose.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I can.
Excellent. We have traveled with you so many times. We, matter of fact, just unfortunately had to cancel Egypt because of what's going on. But Christy and Holly did a fantastic job of putting it all together for our group of 10.
Oh.
So thank you very much. Look forward to the next year.
Thank you. And that's what we need to do, right? We need to keep looking for those silver linings.
Yes, yes. Everybody's got problems these days. We all have to smile through it.
There you go.
Even if you can't see it through the mask.
There you go.
The question I've got, this is normally the Saturday that you offer your sale for Ixtapa, Mexico. What's
yeah.
happening there?
So usually we're making a big announcement about Apple Vacations and the big sale that we've partnered with them on for years and years and years. And quite honestly, with the volatility and the fluidity of the situation, we just didn't feel like we could do that. We don't know what the future holds with regard to charters and when those are going to be announced and those kinds of things. So the best advice for you is, especially since you've got a relationship with a couple of people at Fox, let them know what it is you're looking for. And if something comes up, they can be the first ones to hit you up. Now, do you typically take the entire package, or do you use the air because you have accommodations there?
No, we take the whole package. We stay at Sunscape, and Carol Lomser does a great job for us.
And that's where you always stay, at Sunscape?
Right.
Oh, good for you.
So we'll check in with her then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think something's going to happen. It's just a matter of these uncertain times. They're having, I think, you know, they're taking a wait and see approach at Apple Vacations about putting those charters up for sale, because again, a charter is a risky thing for a tour company. They have to commit to the entire plane. So I think you might even remember a couple of years there might have either not been a flight to Ixtapa, or maybe it was just out of Chicago.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's been moving around, and you have to be flexible when you're traveling, so that's cool.
Well,
hey, Ken, Ixtapa versus like a Cancun, what's the difference? I mean, it's on the other side of the country, right? But
Well, the water is entirely different. We did, when Egypt got canceled a couple of years ago, when the riots broke out, we quick jumped on, and you guys put it together for Riviera Maya. And the water is much smoother on the Gulf side than the Pacific side. But I don't go in the water anyhow because there's animals in there bigger than I am.
So. I'm kind of with you. I'm a pool person, Ken.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure Carol will hit you up as soon as we know something.
Rose, thanks for the service you give us.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. Thanks. That's where the giant squids are, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of with you.
That's why Rose will never go.
I'm perfectly happy sitting on the beach and watching people go in, and I love going in the pool, but I swam with the dolphins and I go snorkeling and all that kind of thing, but I always sort of am a little, I don't know, I'm a little leery of the whole thing.
Is it the squid thing?
It is the squid
thing. It is squid thing. Just saying it.
It
squid.
Is. Squids. Yeah. Tentacles. Suction cups.
That's right. That's right. If I want to see that, I'm going to see it on a plate.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, we're going to be back. 855-616-1620. That's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Where are you going? What are you doing? Let's talk to Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. It is Fox World Travel Show, our Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Oak Creek. That's Linda. Hey, Linda. Linda. Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
You're on with Danny and Rose. Oh, you have a question about a potential trip to Mexico.
Yes, my daughter's destination wedding is in Playa del Carmen in December. And we have a travel agent that they've done through their jobs, and they're saying we have to, you know, place money down, but the final payment is due in October. And our family's terrified of this because it's a lot of money, and we don't know what to do.
So when you say you're terrified to put the money down and see what happens. You're terrified to go in December. What's worrying you?
I think the fact that it's $1,000 a person for this thing, to give that kind of money in October and then be told in December, you can't go for whatever reason.
Okay.
You know, it spikes, they close the borders, I don't know.
Right, so that's, we had dozens and dozens and dozens. We have a destination wedding department at Fox World Travel, and we had dozens and dozens of weddings that had to be postponed or canceled because of COVID. So what happened there was either the bride and groom decided, forget it, we're just not going to do this. We're going to go to the courthouse and we're going to get married and that's going to be the end of it. But many of them, many, many, many of them said, well, how about we just postpone it? And so then everybody we had some, you know, really big ones, 50, 60 people. And then they say to them, here are your options. You can get a full refund. You can move to the new resort that they choose, or the new dates that they choose, or both. Or we can go ahead and just hold on to that money, and then you can make the decision at the deadline. So there were a couple different, you know, options for these people. It would, if you put the money down and they just plain cancel your trip, you would probably get your money back. I mean,
right. We all are doing insurance, so.
Well, but the insurance is not going to cover you if you end up having a fear of travel because of COVID. Let's say, for example, there's a spike in October, right after you pay your final payment, and now you decide you don't want to go, but the borders are still open and the resort is still open and the flights are still going. Normally, travel insurance may not cover you for that.
Right. And I think if the borders are open and they're allowing travel, we're going to do it.
Okay.
But my fear is that all of a sudden they're just going to say, nope.
Yeah. Yep, I completely understand that fear, because that's exactly what happened. COVID came, shut everybody down, and again, as I said, we had dozens of weddings. But for the most part, 75% of those people said, we'll just move the date. We'll just move the date.
Right.
And so then they just moved their money.
Are they allowing travel in Mexico now?
Yes. I have a group of 12 people that I know very well that left this morning.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Okay. We had heard that it hadn't opened yet, like a week or so
ago. Well, the border isn't open, just like the Canadian border isn't open. You can't drive across the border, but you can fly into, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to have somebody else's perspective.
Yeah, they'll make it easy for you. They'll either cancel and give you your money back if that's what happens, or they'll give you an opportunity to move it if that's what happens. I have full confidence that this is all going to work itself out.
Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Rose, I think you and I have been doing the show over 6 years together.
Yeah.
This is our first call ever from Elko, Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Where is Elko, Wisconsin?
That's north of Antigold.
Yes, you got it. North of Antigol, between Antigol and Rhinelander.
Yep.
We're out on our lake place enjoying the rather hot weather.
No, isn't the proper way to say it? Isn't it Antigol?
I don't know.
Yeah, Antigol. All right. But it's Elko for sure. What's up, Steve?
So we have a trip booked in Hawaii at the Alani. And I know Hawaii is now having, as of August 1st, having restrictions where you have to have a COVID test before you can ever enter the state. My concern is I have not heard, Alani's been radio silent as far as any updates, as far as if they're going to open or what's going on. Have you heard anything?
Yeah. So when are you scheduled to travel?
End of September.
Okay, so I'm feeling pretty confident. There have been some challenges where Hawaii is concerned. And so there is an amazingly good website that is health.hawaii.gov that I've been monitoring, because Hawaii was a big concern for ours because they had very few cases and they wanted to keep it that way. And so there's a little tab on that website that says current situation in Hawaii, and it gives you some statistics, and then it tells you how you can travel and what you can do and who needs what kind of a test and how current the test has to be, because I feel like this is probably going to continue to change throughout the month of August. So right now, you have to undergo a government-mandated 14-day quarantine until the 1st of August, and then you, starting then, you get to just have a proof of a negative test.
Right.
Yep. So I think that's what it's going to be like. Have you reached out to the resort personally and, like, called them and said, are you guys open?
Well, I know from going on their website, it is closed.
Yeah.
And it says closed and with no date. It just says closed. And then I've gone on various blog posts, and it's the same thing. Everybody just says it's closed, and they haven't heard a word.
So did you book this through a tour company, or did you put the air and the resort together as individual components?
So it's a Disney Vacation Club.
Okay.
So it's through that.
I would probably call them. They may have more information. I'm guessing if you call the resort and they're not open, there's probably nobody answering the phone, or there's some message on their phone. But if you call the tour company with whom you've booked, they must have some information. I'm assuming your final payment has been made at this point.
Well, because it's a vacation club,
yeah
we use our point system.
Right.
So, yeah, it's already been made. The concern, I mean, just like everybody else, do I really want to go through the hassle of getting a COVID test? Do I want to go through the hassle of spending 5 hours on an airplane with a mask on? You know, those
right.
kind of things are also in the picture.
Right. Oh, and I can understand it. I mean, I was with a number of people on Thursday night who are ready to put that mask on, and if it's an eight-hour flight, they'll take it. Then I was talking to the same group of people, and within that group, there are people that don't even want to put a mask on for 4 hours. So
everybody,
again, we talk about this often. Where do you fall into this comfort zone thing? What are you comfortable with? How desperate are you to travel? Some people are like, you know what? I can wait. I'm fine with waiting. And some people, and I am among them, can't wait to jump on a plane. I don't care if I have to wear a mask. So you have to figure that out.
It's more of the comfort factor too. I mean, you know, it took a while to get used to going to, like, Menards or Costco, where everybody was wearing a mask. When you first did that, you felt kind of uncomfortable because it was, you know, heightened awareness kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
But now it's like, oh, okay, I'll just wear a mask. No big deal. So.
Right. Exactly. And I think how many people are traveling?
Just me and my wife.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's a conversation that you have between the two of you and say, where do we stand on this? And then here's my other question. What happens if you cancel this? Do you just have the wherewithal to move it over to another date?
Well, that's another thing I got to check into.
Yeah. You make that phone call, and while you're on with them, ask them what they know, because they've got the relationship with that property.
Yeah. And I'm a little surprised because it is Disney. They're usually they're pretty good about it. They've been pretty silent about this one.
Yeah. Kind of weird. So I would definitely check that out. And if you can't get through to them directly, keeping in mind with the time difference and all of that, just go ahead and call the company with whom you're dealing. They have to have the relationship. So.
Steve, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Steve. Enjoy the lake.
We will be back. Acunin Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Saturday, July 4th, we are live in the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is here. I'm Danny Clayton. We started the show. We had Colleen Allsburg, who's one of the travel experts on Alaska for sure. Next year when she goes, it'll be her 33rd and 34th trip.
Yeah.
You kicking and screaming your first time, and now you love, love, love Alaska.
Yeah.
Let's talk about next year.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of departures. What Colleen so laboriously and lovingly did is move all of our groups to weeks that mirrored what we were doing in 2020.
Nice.
So they're
a swap.
Only off,
yeah, swapped
like,
them over.
About one day because it's, one day. So it worked out really perfectly. I cannot go to the Yukon. She thinks I'm making this up, but I do have a scheduling conflict with another group that would be happening. So I won't be doing that. And we had to move mine to August. But other than that, we're offering like 9 trips with Holland America that are going to be either Yukon and then the 4-day cruise, or the Denali with the 6 nights on land and 7-day cruise. And we've got 2 land-only Globus itineraries because we know it. We're talking about next year. We're talking about June, July, and August of 2021. And there still are people who are going to say, I'm not getting on a cruise ship. I'm not getting on a cruise ship.
Yeah, but there's going to be a zillion that want to get on a cruise ship. And there's only so many cruise ships, right?
And all these displaced people that were not with groups got future travel credits. And so they didn't get their money back. They just are moving over to next year. So we are seeing cabin space on our 9 groups go really fast because we don't have a lot to choose from because these people have been doing this for a while. So what I'm suggesting is this. If you already know what you want, you can call 866-GO-FOX-GO. Not today. It is the 4th of July. It is a holiday. We are not open this weekend. But somebody can help you out right now. But if you want to learn more about it, and we think you should, July 14th and the 16th, the Alaska Virtual Travel Show. Go to foxworldtravel.com. Go to resources. You will find travel shows and events. Those 2 will pop up. And then you can register. It's at 6:00 at night. And Colleen and I are going to make it as painless as possible. But fun. We still want you to get,
I've been to your shows. They're always fun. Yeah.
If you've never thought about doing this and you think, okay, we're rearranging our travel list. We are not going on a European river cruise next year. We were going to do that in 2021, and we are going to do Alaska in 2022. We're swapping those out. We're flipping those around. Great. You don't know much about Alaska? We know everything about Alaska. Let us tell you what we know on the 14th or the 16th of July. How about that?
Okay. Yes. So that's coming up. Again, details on your website.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Okay. Thank you, Rose. As always, thank you for coming down from the hamlet of Oostburg and taking a nice drive on a very hot day.
Thank you to Colleen Allsburg for taking time out of her holiday as well to join us, but it wouldn't have been the same without her.
She's awesome. And really, vacationing the right way is an investment. You should work with a professional. We urge you to do that. FoxWorldTravel.com. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.